Among those watching the conflict closely are Australians with ties to the region. Protests and vigils in support of Palestinians under attack in Gaza are being held across the country this weekend, while Australians with families in Israel say their loved ones are huddled in bomb shelters hiding from rocket fire, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Rabbi Daniel Lieberman's entire family is in Israel, and every day things are getting more and more dangerous.
So right now they're all spending large amounts of time in their bomb shelters. Sirens are going off, red alert sirens, that missiles are coming towards them. And they have approximately 45 seconds to get into a bomb shelter if they're not in it when their siren sounds. So they're spending a lot of time very near and close to bomb shelters or in them.
Those with family and friends in Gaza and the occupied territories say they're angry and scared watching the conflict from afar.
It's hard to sit back and wait to hear which family member you're going to lose today.
May Sef is a Palestinian-born Australian and activist. She's organising a protest tomorrow, one of many around the country, in solidarity with Palestinians.
Unfortunately, the way things are pitched is this is just this very complicated issue, and it's not. We live under occupation. We have the powerful and the powerless, and they control the story.
She says the violence is even more confronting this week because it's supposed to be a time of celebration for Muslim people.
Today is Eid for most Muslims, and it's meant to be a day of celebration. And instead people are preparing for mourning the ones who are going to die or who have died already.
It has been really distressing, actually. The last couple of nights have been very concerning and very worrying. A couple of sleepless nights, I would say.
Noura Mansour is a Palestinian educator, writer and activist living in Melbourne. She's also fearing what the escalating violence means for her loved ones.
This has been extraordinary times. It's not because this kind of events haven't happened in the past, but it is because the magnitude and the intensity of what is happening at the moment in Sheikh Jarrah in terms of disposition and the escalation as well in Gaza. It is still distressing and it is still obviously devastating.
She says there can be peace if there's political will.
Of course it's doable. I mean, this entire situation was created by humans, by people, and by policies. And the way to undo the harm and rectify the wrongs that have been done in Palestine is to remove oppressive structures, remove the structure, the checkpoints, change the laws.
Back in Perth, Rabbi Lieberman says, like those living in the region, members of the diaspora want peace, but he doesn't think it's that simple.
It's very frustrating. And the vast majority of people that I know, whether Arabs, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Israelis or Palestinians, the vast majority of people just want to get on with their life. They just want to go to work in the morning, bring up their kids and enjoy their life just like any other normal person, any other human being. And it's very frustrating with the leadership. Certainly a lot of Arabs I know are frustrated with the intransigence of their government. And as well, Israelis. I mean, Israelis are known for having very strong political opinions, and as is shown by the fact that it's very difficult to elect a government there at the moment because of the broad nature of Israeli politics. So people are very frustrated with leadership, but they at the end of the day, they just want to live a normal life. They just want to be able to go to work, to go out and eat in restaurants and just be happy people, bring up their kids in a safe, warm environment.
How likely do you think that is?
Right now, I can't see it happening.
Perth Rabbi Daniel Lieberman ending that report from Bridget Fitzgerald and Rima Chia.